KX Mobile.
KO4 PX Speed. How's it going, Patrick?
I'm doing pretty good this afternoon, Lloyd. How about yourself?
Pretty good. At some point in time, around 3:30 or so, well, probably about 2:30, I just wanted to reach through the phone and strangle the support guy for the stupidity of the way they designed their software.
Teams are just that way, aren't they?
What it amounts to is, in their software, when the vendor or the client or the attorneys bring in documents, it puts it in that folder, then it moves it out of that folder, and so then encrypts it. So now that person, if they need to bring that file back in or look at it, they have no idea what the name of the document is for them to look at to bring it back in.
How are you supposed to find anything that way?
But the idea, he had to go in through the SQL script and find out, you know, what the name of the document is, because I even asked him when I saw it. I said, well, if it's showing here, he said, nope, that's just the file or the folder name of that container. That's not necessarily the document name itself. And the document in that folder, then that file's encrypted with, you know, like all kind of odd, you know, numbered characters and letters and symbols. So it's like impossible to figure anything out if a document comes up missing.
Would you leave the title of the document unencrypted? That way you know what it is.
That is definitely true, because I did a restore from the 23rd of last month, or actually in April, and due to the fact that he told me, so, well, we truly don't know what the name of the file is. It's in these, you know, 14,000 documents that are in here, but since we don't truly know what the name of it is, it'd be impossible to bring something back in when you have no idea what the name of it is.
I don't. You think they would think about that if they're software designers about stuff like that?
That's definitely true. So pretty much what I did was I showed the users. Path to where of the restore, and that way when they find a document that's missing, they can go through there and look at that in folder, and if they find that file or one of the files that are in there that's not, they're showing up in there, then they know how to put that file back. So that's the best option they got right now, especially when the document they were looking for was from 2018 and they're just now, you know, either realizing it's missing and needed, or just now saying something about it. KO4 HKX, KO4 PXB, did you drive off into the black hole?
Sorry, Lord, I got a phone call I got to take right quick. I'll be clear for now.
It's KO4 PXB Mobile.
KO4 ZEW Mobile, this is Ben. KO4 ZEW Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. Just seeing if anybody's around during the rush hour commute.
KW is KO4 EEA. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Echo Alpha. Steve.
Steve, I'm just sitting in traffic. Figured I'd give a shout. See if anybody was around.
On our way back from Anderson, we're headed toward Honeypath. That's where we're at right now. And kind of warm afternoon. We just thought we'd go out for a drive. Go.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it probably is pretty hot. I'm right south of Greenville now, and looks like some clouds rolled in, so we might get some of that needed rain. I'm hoping it'll get as far south as Malden. Here's to hoping.
I was listening to some of the radio communications on NWA4, and they were talking about thunderstorms around Pickens County and up around Table Rock. Headed that way, go ahead.
Well, good to hear. Well, they certainly need it. It's been a while. I got to get the yard cut, but I'm afraid to cut it and scalp it off and burn it.
Yeah, well, I tell you what you need to do is So be careful when you do it, because if it's dry, it'll spread quick.
True. I'm gonna give it a tall cut so it retains more moisture and has a little more structure to live through.
But I'm afraid that we're in for a hot summer anyway. Look like a hot, dry summer is coming, and I see some clouds back over your way. So, from where I'm at, looking back over the horizon there, look like you may be able to get some of the rain out of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm hoping so as well. I took a look north, and I said, oh, there's some promising-looking clouds, which is usually not the thing you say.
No, like I said, just be careful with the wind damage and all that stuff if there's high winds, because I know they're calling severe thunderstorms up in that area. Go ahead.
It is picking up a little bit. These things are kind of on their way in. I mean, all along Lawrence Road, and I can see Paris Mountains from here. And it's a little gray up there, so, somebody's going to get wet.
And I know they were talking about, too, like a bit around front, and they said that they were expecting high winds and some hail. Hail damage to vehicles and stuff like that. Minimal.
Dirty word. I had parked my truck up at the airport one time, and we had quite a hailstorm and just, dimpled that truck to pieces. It was sad.
Remember, my father-in-law used to be in the car business. He would take whatever car he could inside whenever it come a hailstorm, just to keep them getting dinged up. Hail will do a damage on the car in a heartbeat.
I was able to pull some of the larger ones out, but, hood, the roof. I mean, there was no point getting all of them. It was like a golf ball.
I hate hail damage anyway, because like you said, it's hard to pull it out.
On the other hand, we got a new roof for free off that same storm. Beat up on our roofing tile pretty good. And insurance bought us a new roof, so there you go. It was one good thing, one bad thing.
I had to have my roof replaced about 5 years ago, same thing. We had some hail damage come through here, and it beat the tiles off of the roof, so we went back and had a new roof put on it. And like I said, the insurance company paid for it, so that was good for me, but I hated the hail damage.
True. I've since sold that Hummer off. That just ran the life out of it. It's a great truck.
Well, listen, I'm about to go in the house here. I just got back to my home, and so it's not bad with you, 73. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Alpha, 73's to you, and we're out.
4ZEW Mobile, and I'll be clear.
Clear. AR clear.
ZEW. That was really cool. I'm going to have to remember that trick.
You mean the trick of playing the recording?
Absolutely. We started hitting the telephone tones. I was like, oh, this must be messing something up. But you were triggering that bulletin message. That's something every day.
Different, basically different recordings and whatnot that you can pull up. I think you may be able to look on the website, I'm not sure, but the one for the meeting is 97, and then the number sign.
I'm mobile right now, so I'll check that out when I get home. And again, thank you for the tip.
This is KD9MKR, clear.
DJC in 4OVQ. OVQ clear.
Q in 4ZLK.
ZLK, HN in 4OVQ.
I heard when I got out of the conversation earlier today, I was listening to you for just a couple of minutes talk about the birds you were watching. And I can't put up bird feeders because the bears will come and tear them up. But while I was down in the Charleston area last week, I saw a bird called a painted bunting, Bravo Uniform November, Tango India November Golf, painted bunting. They breed up on along the coast. They're from South America, I think, but you should look that up. That's a really pretty bird if you've never seen one.
That's interesting. And you know what? I didn't know until today, and I was watching a YouTube video about finches. I said, okay, I want the golden finch, you know, and they yellow looking. And this guy was telling this black black sunflower seeds. So I was amazed at that, and that there you are speaking of it, that you can't have feeders. But I sure didn't know that. But I went and bought me a, of course we don't have bears down here, but I went and bought one for the finches. I hadn't seen one yet, but I got a lot of chickadees and nuthatches, you know, so I think I'm going to get me a bluebird and see how that goes over.
I've got all kinds of birds up there, but and I'd love to have the feeders out, but you just want to feed around, they'll start showing up, and they're pretty ingenious about what they can climb onto and what they can tear down to get to the feeders.
That's amazing. I was telling Tom Debbie, well, Tom knows Debbie, you don't, of course, but my girlfriend, whatever. We were sweethearts in junior high school. But anyway, she'd been feeding them for years, and she had to go out there this morning and take all hers down, she said, because the crows or either the blackbirds, I don't remember which one it was, she said was tearing her feeders up and hogging, just eating all of them. She had to go out there and take them down, she said, so they would leave, and then she'll put them back up. Oh,
I can see that happening. Some of those birds, there's so many of them together, and once they learn there's a food source, they can wipe it out.
I'm probably not coming in too good, Shane. I'm on a little old boat thing. I don't start using a real radio until later on because after about 4 or 5 hours, my battery goes dead, and I like to use it at night when I'm sitting outside with my HT. But anyway, Tom said yesterday I was weak, and I'm back on the same radio today. Oh.
Tom was giving you a hard time, or conditions have changed, because today you're coming in really well. I got a good signal today.
But thank you. I'm glad to hear that. And it could be. It could be. That's just like the ARPS. I don't understand. You know, I got a digipeater 10 miles away, but I hit Carnesville with 5 watts. I don't get it. I don't understand how those signals go. And so it amazes me. But I bought that a little old Yaesu FT1D. So I've been doing ARPS on it. And I really do enjoy that. Over.
You see, there's all kinds of things to do in ham radio. This is about all I do, this and a little bit of HF right now. Maybe one day I'll get into some more of the digital stuff, but I do enjoy it, and I do enjoy meeting people. And, you know, you and I have talked off and on for several years, and I think we went several years without talking. I just heard you, last week or a couple weeks ago for the first time in a while.
Right. Oh, yeah, I remember talking to you several years ago, and, I wasn't real active on 2 meters for a while. I was doing a lot of HF. Now I'm not doing HF, so I kind of reverse this stuff. But it's all good. It's all good. I love ham radio. I got my license in 1985, and I worked I wanted to get my DXCC. I got it, and I got worked all states about 3 times over. But, and I got 2 DXCCs, but, I felt like I accomplished what I was after, so now I'm not so much doing much HF right now.
I had HF equipment for years, but didn't really have it up. Finally got the station put up, still not everything I want yet, but I'm having so much fun with what I've got up. I'm just going to stick with it for a while until I, you know, see what I can do. But, and I usually, it's either late at night when I get home or early in the morning when the dog wakes me up when I get on. So, anyway, I'm about back at the building again. Got to drop this trailer and grab another one, so let me let you go. But look up that bird. It's called a painted bunting. I think you'll like it. It's a real, real pretty, colorful bird. N4OBQ, N4ZLK.
So Shane enjoyed it, buddy, and we'll be back in touch again. You have a good evening. N4ZLK, N4OBQ. I'll be clear and listen.
SSR, this is KO4ZEW. You're coming through about 90%. You got a little static on your line, but you're understandable.